And now, what might a man will put on if he's going out on a cold day? He might put on a
overcoat.
Okay. And then if he was going to church, he might put on a shirt and tie. And what else?
Well, he's of course he'd put on his suit, the clothes.
What a suit. Now you have a suit, and the suit is, what are the pieces of
the suit? The suit now is, a two-piece suit is nothing but a pair of pants and a coat, and a three-piece suit was a coat, a pair of pants and vest or jacket, some call them vests, some call them jackets, and a coat. Now that was a suit.
And what did you call it when you were, did you call it a vest or jacket when you were growing up?
I call them jackets.
Okay. And then, if it wasn't an old suit, he just bought it, you'd say it's a
new suit.
All right. And if his pockets were all filled up with things, you might say his pockets really
loaded.
And they
bulged out.
Okay. And if a woman washed a shirt or something made of wool and wasn't
it drawed up.
Pardon?
It'd draw up.
Now what's another word for that?
Shrink.
Yeah. Okay. And if it happened yesterday, you'd say it
drawed up,
or
it shrunk.
Okay. And something you might keep coins in.
Well, a safe, safe.
No, I mean something you might carry in your pocket.
Oh, pocketbook.
Or a
purse, change purse.
And something a woman might wear around her wrist.
Bracelet or wristwatch.
All right. And something a man might wear to keep his pants up.
Suspenders or galluses.
Okay, that's the same thing.
Yes, it's the same thing.
Something you might open up on a rainy day. Keep the rain off you.
Umbrella.
All right. Now,
a parasol.
Okay.
Same thing.
Now, your wife mentioned this before. They mentioned this before, something you'd, they used to make and put on beds.
Bedspreads.
Okay. Now, is there anything other than a bedspread?
Counterpins.
What's the difference between a counterpin and a bedspread?
Well, they both cover the bed.
Okay. Okay. How about something you rest your head on?
Pillow.
And
pillowcase.
How about a long one that went from one end of the, all
across. Pillowcase is all I ever know. A pillow and pillowcase.
Okay. Well, what if you made a bed up flat on the floor? You had too many people over. What would you call that?
Pallet on the floor.
All right. Now, would you tell me about the types of land that you have on your farm in terms of the? Now you mentioned the pasture. What kinds of land? Then you mentioned bottom land too.
Well, you've got your bottom land. You've got your upland and rolling upland, and then you've got your steep upland. That's about your bottom land and your rolling land and your steep upland about gets the rain of your.
Okay. Now, what about one that the water's standing on most of the time?
That's in the swamp.
Okay. And what about what different kinds of soil do you have?
Well, there's at least three or four different kinds of soils. I can't give you the correct names of them. Excuse me.
Sure.
Cool.
Thanks for
the
soil.
There's about four different kinds of soil. I could hunt up my old, it might take me an hour to do it.
No, just what do you usually call them, though? What would you call some land that was, now there's a kind of land, I'll bet you're a term you're familiar with, that had like holes in it.
Oh, that's crawfishy land.
Yeah. First time I heard that was up in Jefferson County.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's crawfishy land.